Be'ezras Hashem, Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Tes, the Mitzvah of Tashbisu, Shir Aleph. The Mitzvah's essay of Ach Bayoim HaRishoin, Tashbisu Se'or Miboteichem. And Chazal learned up that the Mitzvah of Tashbisu is not the Yoim HaRishoin on Leil Tesvov, on the first day of Pesach, but rather on the day before Pesach, on Chatzois of Yudalud Nisan, is the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. The Gemara in Psochim Daf Hei has a lengthy discussion, various shittas in the Tanoim and the Amiroyim that they learn out, and we're going to see it behemshich in the Shir, that Tashbisu is not on Leil Tesvov, but rather already on Yudalid Nisan from Chatzois Ayoim, there's a Doiraisa, the Mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu. Now the Mitzvah of Tashbisu, of course, works hand in hand together with the Lavin of Lo Yeroa Lecha and Lo Yimotzei, that there are Lavin of not having chametz during the 7 days of Pesach. It's a question, and we'll see about it, whether these lavim start also from Chatzois Hayoim, or the lavim of Bal Yiroa and Bal Yimotza are only B'tchilas Leil Tesvov. But the focus now is on the mitzvah's essay of Tashbisu, which is certainly on Erev Pesach from Chatzois, that you have to destroy the chametz. Clears the Minchas Chinuch, a very famous classic chakira in the Geder of the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. The chakira is like this. We know there are many mitzvahs essay. Most mitzvahs essay is a maisa mitzvah, that something you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be noita lulav, shofar, tzitzis. You're supposed to, something you're supposed to do. And one could learn that that's also the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. There's a mitzvah to destroy chametz. You're supposed to have chametz and destroy it on Chatzois Hayoim of Yudalid Nisan. But there's an alternative pshat, that the mitzvah of Tashbisu, Dugma Ledovar, is like the mitzvah's essay of Shabbos. We know that on Shabbos there's a lav of Leisasa Melocha, the Lamites Melochas, that's a lav, Chayiv Skila. There's also a mitzvah's essay of Kiddush, but we're not discussing that. Besides all that, on Shabbos there's a mitzvah's essay of Shabbosoin. When a person goes through an entire Shabbos, and he was not doing any malachas, and he didn't do the lavim of Isasa malacha, he also has a mitzvah's essay that he kept Shabbos. Now think, this mitzvah's essay of Shabbos is not something you're supposed to do, it's what you didn't do. You were shoivis, you didn't do malacha. When you don't do malacha on Shabbos, memeila, you have the mitzvah of the essay of shvisa on Shabbos. So one could learn that that's the pshat. You're supposed to make sure that you don't have any chametz in your reshus, and then memeila, you have the mitzvah of Tashbisu, the fact that you didn't have any chametz. So is it a maisa mitzvah, become the essay, that you're supposed to go do this mitzvah? Or is it just a mitzvah like shvisa on Shabbos? The Minchas Chinuch has many nafkaminas, we'll speak out a few of them, for this etzem chakira. First and foremost, if a person doesn't own any chametz, since Tu B'Shvat, he hasn't owned any chametz. Is there an inyan that he's supposed to go buy chametz on Erev Pesach in the morning in order to be Mekayim this mitzvah? L'moshel, lulav, shofar, that avada, you have to go buy a lulav and a shofar to go do the mitzvah. But like a mitzvah like tzitzis, if you don't own a four-cornered beged, you're not mechuyev to go buy one. But if you have a four-cornered beged, there's a mitzvah to do. Are you supposed to go out of your way to go buy chametz in order to make the maisa mitzvah of Tashbisu? If it's a kiyam mitzvah, then maybe it would be kedai. But if the mitzvah of Tashbisu is just that you shouldn't have the chametz, no, if you, since Tu B'Shvat, already haven't had any chametz, mitzuyan, you're also going to have the mitzvah of Tashbisu. You're going to be going through Erev Pesach and Pesach without having had chametz. Was geit meron, that you didn't have it even from before? So that's the first and basic nafkamina. If it's a kiyam mitzvah, then the mitzvah is to go make sure you have chametz in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of biur chametz. If it's just that you shouldn't have chametz, if you don't have mitchila, it's also good. A tzveite nafkamina, says the Minchas Chinuch, if someone is about to go burn his chametz, and someone else comes and grabs the chametz and burns it instead. Normally we have a concept, hachoytif mitzvah mechaveiroi, chayiv asor zehuvim. If someone is about to do a mitzvah, and you go grab the mitzvah from him and you do it instead, so then you chayiv tim asor zehuvim. So if Tashbisu was a mitzvah that you're supposed to do, Reuven was about to go do this maisa mitzvah and Shimon grabbed it from him, Shimon is chayiv asor zehuvim. But if the mitzvah of Tashbisu is that Reuven shouldn't have chametz, so he doesn't. Thank you Reuven for burning it, it's very nice. The mitzvah Reuven is going to have anyways, he has the mitzvah that he doesn't have chametz. The Achronim Shtel on this Nafgemina, there's a technical problem. The din of asara zehuvim is only if someone was going to do a mitzvah and then someone else grabbed it and that someone else did the mitzvah. But even if tashbisu was a kiyum esse, but it's only a kiyum esse for the owner of the chametz. If Shimon goes and grabs Reuven's chametz and burn it, yes, Shimon was moineya Reuven from doing his kiyum mitzvah, but he's not chayav asara zehuvim. If you stam as a moineya somebody from doing a mitzvah, you're not chayav asara zehuvim. Asara zehuvim is only if you grab the mitzvah instead. Here, even if tashbisu was a kiyum mitzvah, it's not shayach for the other person to grab it. It's not his chametz. Another shayla the Minchas Chinuch wants to know, if a person eats chametz on Erev Pesach by Chatzos, when you're not allowed to anymore, it's a shayla in the Rishonim, if eating the chametz gufa is a kiyum of tashbisu. And it's a shayla in of itself, if you can be mekayim tashbisu by eating the chametz. But he declares, if it's already usur to eat the chametz, and it's a mitzvah kiyum is something you're supposed to do, then you have an issue of mitzvah habo ba'aveira. And if it's a mitzvah ba'aveira, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah that you're supposed to do. It's a maisa mitzvah. And it's a mitzvah ba'aveira, because you ate the chametz. Masha'inkin, if the mitzvah of tashbisu was just not having chametz, so then even if you ate it, you were grada over eating chametz. Beseder. But the point is that lemaisa, you have the mitzvah, that you don't have chametz now. Another nafkmin is, do you need kavana? If it's a mitzvah, a maisa mitzvah, then there's an inyan you should have kavana. If it's only that you shouldn't have the chametz, then there's no inyan of kavana. The Menachas Chinuch has a havamina that maybe another nafkamina would be if noshim or chayiv. Because be'emes one could declare that tashbisu is a mitzvah esei shahazman grama. And if it's a mitzvah esei shahazman grama, maybe noshim should be potter. Now we know the mitzvah esei of shvisa on Shabbos, since it's not a kiyum esei, it's an iser, to be shoivis, Tosfos in Kedusha Lamed Aleph says noshim or chayiv. So therefore, if tashbisu is it just a shvisa, so then it would make sense that noshim should be chayiv also. But if it's a kiyum esse, one could argue that it's a mitzvah esse shazman grama and noshim would be potter. But the Menachas Chinuch is doicha this nafkamina because he names on anyways the hanocha of the achroinim is that noshim are mechuyiv in the mitzvah of tashbisu. It's an exception to the rule. Whoever has bal yiroa has tashbisu and noshim have tashbisu. So that nafkamina falls through. One last nafkamina, and it's going to be central for the hemshich, is that if it's a kiyum mitzvah, then you're supposed to dafka go and do it exactly by chatzos. The same way we said, already bemis in the first nafkamina, if a guy didn't have chametz since Tu B'Shvat. But let's say even a guy did have chametz. But if he goes and burns it, mamash, 2 days before Pesach, or in the morning before chatzos, he just messed up. He was supposed to save the chametz, wait exactly for chatzos, and then destroy it. Bemis, the Ramah brings, there was a rivah. The rivah's minig was, the Mordechai brings this in Psochim. The Marik brings this, that the Rivaz Minig was that he would save one kezayis of chametz mamish tul chatzos to be makayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. If you go destroy it beforehand, then if it's a mitzvah, if the mitzvah is that by chatzos you shouldn't have chametz, so gevaldik, by destroying it a few hours before, you now are makayim, you have the mitzvah when it's chatzos and you don't have chametz. But if it's a maisa mitzvah to go do it, there's a zman. The mashal, the mitzvah of milah is to do a dafka on the 8th day. If you go do it on the 7th day, you messed up. You didn't do the mitzvah at the right time. If the mitzvah here is to destroy it at chatzos of your dalet, if you went and destroyed it before, you're not going to have the mitzvah. You're not going to have the mitzvah. That's the etzem idea. The Ramah be'emes is mavur also that it's a mitzvah, something you're supposed to do. The Ramah says in Simen Tuf Reish, in Simen Tuf Lamed Dalet, he says, make sure that even if you do bittel chametz, it's kedai to first burn it and then say the kol chamira. Because the second kol chamira. Because if you're going to say the second kol chamira before, so then it's not going to be pashut. It's already not your chametz. And then you won't be being mekayim, the mitzvah, the key mitzvah you won't be able to be doing. Another shayla again in the achroinim is, there's a whole big topic. If a person finds chametz on yontif, how exactly he should get rid of it. And we're not doing that topic now, of how moitzi chametz bepesach koitha olivis akli. But Toich HaDvarim, the Magen Avraham, in Simen Tov Mem Vav says, there's a solution, even if it's Shabbos or Yontif, tell a goy to go burn it. And Letzoyrech, the mitzvah, you can tell a goy, Nishkeferlech, Fret Rabbi Kiva Eger, you're going to tell a goy to go do it, then you messed up, you didn't do the mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to do Tashbisu, to go do it. Ein Shlichus Lenochri. If a goy is going to end up doing it, then you messed up. You actually don't have the mitzvah. So that's the Hascholas Dvarim. The Menachas Chinuch's Chakira, if the mitzvah of Tashbisu is a kiyum maisa mitzvah of destroying the chametz, or it's a mitzvah that you shouldn't have chametz. The Menachas Chinuch wants to stel avek that this machloikis, this Chakira, is a machlekes amiroyim, machlekes tanoyim, machlekes rishoyim. He boys it in the sugya. We're going to speak b'ktzora out the basic musogim of the sugya of Tashbisu in Pesachim Daf Dalet Daf Hey, and how the Minchas Chinuch boys from that sugya. We mentioned at the beginning, the pasuk says ach b'yom harishon Tashbisu. So the Gemara in Pesachim says maybe b'yom harishon means the first day of Yontif. That when it starts Yontif, Leil HaSeder on Leil Tesvov, then you should get rid of the Chametz. So the Gemara says, no, Avad, we know that already from Chatzos on Yudalid, you have to already do the Tashbisu. Zok the Gemara, what's the Makar? So the Gemara brings 5, 6 Pshatim there. We'll start with Abaya. Abaya says, the Hechrich, that Achbayim Arishan means on Yudalid, is because you have a Stira otherwise. The Pasuk says, Shivas Yomim Lo Yiro Lecha Chametz. That means not even for 1 second are you allowed to have chametz. Now, if Tashbisu is going to mean go destroy it when it starts Pesach, when it starts Bayim Arishan the first day, so those first few minutes as you're going through the process of destroying it is going to be a problem. You're already going to be over. Must be that Ach Bayim Arishan means to destroy it beforehand. That's the conclusion of Abaya. That itself is the Hechrich. Because how could you tell me that the Tashbisu is at the Tchilas Leil Tesvav? Then you're going to be in a collision. You already have a few minutes of being over the Lo Yiron, Lo Yimotze. Must be that the Tashbisu is before. Zok de Minchas Chinuch. You can stop right there. We have a Hachrota de Chakira. If the mitzvah of Tashbisu is to go do it, then Abaye is right. That if the Kipshuta, the Pasuk says, Ach Bayeim Arishan Tashbisu, and you're not going to say the Chiddush that it means Chatzos, you're going to say that it means Leil Tesvav, then you have those first few minutes of Leil Tesvav, you're actively doing the Tashbisu, but you're already being over Lo Yimotze. Must be it's 6 hours earlier. But if the mitzvah of Tashbisu is, it should be Mushbis, so then Gevaldik. Ach Bayeim Arishan Tashbisu. Exactly when it enters Leil Tesvav, it should already be Mushbis. How? Al Yedavis, that you destroyed it before. So then what's the stira? Maybe really Bayeim Arishan Tashbisu means Leil Tesvav. And it means that by Leil Tesvav, it should already be destroyed. Is a raya that Abaya holds that the mitzvah of Tashbisu was a kiyam essay. Aber fehlt es dem Minchas Chinuch gewaldig. From Abaya, it's a raya that the mitzvah is a kiyam essay. In a chanami. But on the other hand, all the other shittas, are mavor not like that. Because all the other shittas in the Gemara, they came to the conclusion that by Yom HaRishon Tashbisu means Erev Yontif from other makoris. They bring a makor that Rishon means Yudalud Nisan, or that Rishon means the day before, or Rava brings a raya because like Sishchat al Chametz Dam Zifchi, they bring other makoris. Why do they bring other makoris? Because otherwise, taka, it wouldn't be a problem. You could destroy it right beforehand, and it's Mushbis. More than that, one of the other shittas that proves that Yudalud Nisan, Tashbisu was on Yudalud Nisan, is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi says like this. He says, Ach Bayeim Arishan, the word Ach, Chazal learned, means Ach. How do they know it means Chatzois? Because Ach means to split the day in half. Ach, there's a remez of a gematria that Ach is mash mechetz. Ach is the half of the day. Zok Rabbi Yossi, 1 second. If Bayeim Arishan is going to mean Tesvov, and on that you're going to say Ach, that means Tashbisu is not going to be till Tesvov in the middle of the day. That certainly is a problem. But Foran's Rashi there. If Rabbi Yossi is already making that there's a collision, that the Ach Bayeim Arishan is going to be a steer to Lo Yiro and Lo Yimotze, why didn't he already say like Abaya? Without the Ach Cholok, the etzem fact that you have to start the Tashbisu exactly at the entrance of Yontif, that itself is a steer, and that should be the Hechruch that it means the day before. So Rashi says something there, Modna. He says, Rabbi Yossi held you'd be able to do the Tashbisu during Bein HaShmoshes. So Frek de Menchus Chinuch, what kind of mice is this Bein HaShmoshes? If it's already Shkia, then it's a problem. It's already entered Yontif. Misofik, you can't do the Tashbisu. Misofik, you're already being over Lo Yiro. Is the emesis, there's a Charoinish HaTorah here that's a big vort in Bein HaShmoshes. It's a new gedder in Bein HaShmoshes, and that's Rabbi Yossi's Shita. But the Menchus Chinuch wants to say, no, Rabbi Yossi really, Rashi means that Rabbi Yossi holds that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is just that it should be Mushbis. So Memele, you can get rid of it before, and then by the time it becomes Bein HaShmoshes, it's already Mushbas. Come to Chayse, that's good for the Machloikis. Abaya holds that it's a gedder, go do the Tashbisu. The other Amiroim and Tanoim hold that it should be Mushbis in advance. There's a Moridiki Yisoido from Rabbi Issa Zalman Meltzer. In the Hagoyis on the Ramban, Rabbi Issa Zalman Meltzer wrote Hagoyis on the Ramban. And on the Ramban in Pesachim over there on the Avdalim in the Sugya, Rabbi Issa Zalman, very b'ktzora in the Hagoh, says a big vort. He says, Be'emes, you're right. La'olam, it could be that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is a kiyam essay. And originally, Abaya started off the sugya that the kiyum essay of the sugya is to go do the kiyum essay exactly when it starts lel tesvav. To which there's a problem. You're already being over bal yirah for a few minutes. But once Chazal were mechadish that ach cholok, that it goes back to chatzos, then you can say that the gedder of tashbisu is not to do it at chatzos, to do it before chatzos. But not that it should be mushbis before chatzos. It's a mitzvah to go be mashbis. It's a kiyum essay. But what's the zman of the kiyum essay? Not at chatzos. The zman of the kiyum essay is before chatzos, so at chatzos you don't have chametz. And then lo'olam it could be that the gedder is that the tashbisu is before. One of the big revachim is, there's a famous kasha, and we're going to have to see about it as a separate topic, but after Chazal learned out that tashbisu was already from chatzos, does it remain that Bal Yiro and Bal Yimotzei is only from the night? Or is it a giloi that Bal Yiro and Bal Yimotzei also starts already from chatzos? And the pella is, if Bal Yiro and Bal Yimotzei also starts from chatzos, so then you just, Abaya's stira just got backed up 6 hours earlier, but it's the same problem. How could tashbisu be exactly at chatzos? Then l'chare the Bal Yiro, you're already being over the first few minutes. But later b'sazalman, it's meiridik. Bal Yiro starts exactly at chatzos. And Tashbisu is a kiyum mitzvah, not that it should be mushbis, it's a kiyum. But when is the kiyum of Tashbisu? Before Chatzos. It's a kiyum to do Tashbisu before Chatzos, so that at Chatzos it should be mushbis. The Menachas Chinuch then also brings that this might be a machlekes Rashi Toisvis. Rashi Shita is that Tashbisu is bittel. We know there's a concept of bittel chametz, and that's a big topic. Just to touch it a little bit, Rashi learns that the makor of bittel chametz is gufa from tashbisu. Tashbisu means to do bittel. Tosis argues, Tosis says, no, tashbisu is a musug of hefker. It says, lo yiro alecha. If you do bittel, so then it's hefker, it's not yours. But it's not that we don't have bittel from tashbisu. But Rashi brought that tashbisu means bittel. Tosis over there in Pesachim Daf Dalet asks on Rashi, one of his kashas, he asks, how could you tell me tashbisu means bittel? Tashbisu you're supposed to do exactly by chatzos. By chatzos, the chometz is already osir bahano. And we know there's a famous klal, bittel chometz could only be done before it's nesar bahano. Once the chometz is osir bahano, it's not shayich bittel. That's you do what the Gemara says in Pesachim. That the musig of bittel only applies, kolzman, the chometz is not osir bahano. So Tosis asks on Rashi, how could you tell me tashbisu means to go do bittel? At chatzos, it's too late to do bittel. Must be that bittel is this side concept of hefker, that it's not lecho, and if you're not over. Over Mineyu Bey, the teretz, the machlekes here is Rashi and Tosis l'shitosom. Rashi learns that tashbisu is that it should be mushbis before chatzos. If the gather is it should be mushbis before chatzos, so then you do the bittel before chatzos, so that at chatzos it's mushbis. Tosis will know that tashbisu is to go do tashbisu. So he says, you can't tell me tashbisu means to go do bittel. At chatzos, it's already too late, you can't do bittel anymore. Loitra Bisser Zalman, it would be Miyushev Taisis Kasha. Even if the gather is that Tashbisu is to go do it, it's to go do the bittel before Chatzos, so that a Chatzos it should be Mushbis. This etzim idea though, whether Tashbisu, whether it means bittel, or whether it means to literally destroy it, we know that Be'emes the Gmachoik is Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda holds Bir Chometz is Dafka Besreifa. And the Chachamim say no, behold over Af Mefarer V'Zoyre L'Ruach. But we have an array of options here, what Tashbisu means. According to Rashi, there's one side that Tashbisu just means to do bittel. That in your mindset, it's as if it's Afra Da'ara. Or it can mean literal destruction. Either Al Yidei, Pirer V'Zoyre L'Ruach, or maybe even like Rabbi Yehuda Dafke Sreifa. So there's an interesting Maisa. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bechukoisai, V'Hishbati Chayaroa Min Ha'oretz. What does it mean, v'hishbati chayaram and oretz? It's the same word as tashbisu. Now, over there in the Torah's Koyinim, there's a machloikas tanoim. What does it mean, v'hishbati chayaram and oretz? Does v'hishbati mean that Hashem will destroy them, there won't be wild animals? Well, there's another man, the Amar, no, there will still be wild animals, but they won't bite, they won't attack. He'll be mevatel them, he'll take out their koyach. So the Acharonim say it's the same concept. The same way over here by the mitzvah of tashbisu, there's a chakira, does tashbisu mean bittel? Or does it literally mean physically that it's gone? Similarly over there, by the hishbati chaya roman ha'aretz, it's that same achloikas. Does it mean Hashem will be mevatel them? They'll be there, but they won't be dangerous? Or no, he'll totally destroy them, they won't be there. B'derech melitza, I want to be moisif on this, adover nechmod, the famous kasha of Tosis in the beginning of Pesachim, if it suffices to do bittel chametz, so why do we have to go do bedika and beer and destroy it? Midaraisa, you could just do bittel, because that's also tashbisu. You could do bittel. So Tosa says, Shema Yovi Lochli. Meaning in a Chanami, Yutaka don't have any more Bal Yiram, Bal Yimotzei. You did the Tashbisu, you did Bittel. There's a new issue, Shema Yovi Lochli. So Gechamalitza, the same thing over there by the Shbati Chayarom and Oretz. It's possible that it's enough to do Bittel, that Hashem will just say that the animals shouldn't be dangerous. But then there's a Cheshash on the Chay, Shema Yovi Lochli. It would be better if the Shbati would be literal that you destroy it, then there won't be a Shema Yovi Lochli. The Mechas Chinuch goes one step further, and he says something very interesting. We mentioned that there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bir Chometz is dafke besreifa. Now, L'chaira, one could clear, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Bir Chometz is dafke besreifa, then certainly it makes sense that Tashbisu is a key mitzvah. Go do something. There's even strict instructions how to do it. Don't just throw it to the yam. Don't just crumble it up. Here's the instructions. Dafke burning it. That's a vada mashma that Tashbisu is a key mitzvah. But he says no. The Menches Chinuch establishes that his chakira, where the Tashbisu is just a mitzvah that it should be mushbis. He says it's possible that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Bir Chometz Dafke B'Sreifa, could learn that Tashbisu means that it should just be mushbis. This that Rabbi Yehuda holds Bir Chometz Dafke B'Sreifa, the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Chof Ches, that that's learned out from Noisar, Kal V'Chaymer from Noisar, Madach, Noisar you burn Kolshken Chometz. Zogtim in Ches Chinuch, that's a side din. Rabbi Yehuda happens to be, has a Yalfusa, Kal V'Chaymer from Noisar, that just like Noisar you're supposed to burn, also Chometz you're supposed to burn. This is Nochadin, a Yalfusa from Noisar. But if you objectively want to clear the Gedder of Tashbisu, even Rabbi Yehuda could learn that the Gedder of Tashbisu is that it should be Mushbis. It's not a Kiyam essay. But it's Yedua that Rab Chaim and Sefer holds, not like that. Rab Chaim and Sefer holds that there's a Yesoidistik Machlekes here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomin, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Bir Chometz is Besreifa, then Avada Tashbisu is a Kiyam. It's a din in the Heftza to go burn it. It's a mitzvah that you're supposed to go do in the Heftza to go burn it. In the Rabbanan that has Pasosei B'chol Dover, Bein Mefar of Zayr L'Ruach, then you can clear that maybe it's Abitz Mushbis, Abitz destroyed somehow. But according to the Rabbi Yehuda, it's Avada, a Kiyam of Tashbisu. And Menches Chinuch is lehed arguing, by Riches Yishtal Zavek, that Rabbi Yehuda's din of Sreifa is a side Yalfusa from Noisar, but it doesn't rear on the etzem gedder of what Tashbisu is. Even Rabbi Yehuda could agree that Tashbisu, which is just be Mushbis. Firtos the Menches Chinuch, a Moiridik Akasha, it comes out that if you learn that Tashbisu is a Kiyam, and this Kiyam of Tashbisu you're supposed to do exactly by Chatzois, or maybe right before Chatzois, but it's a Kiyam, especially the way he learns, it's a Kiyam, not like Rabbi Zalman, it's a Kiyam by Chatzois. He says it's a Pella. We know that Chazal were misakin that we should destroy the Chometz 2 hours earlier. The Gemara explains in Psochim, because we're worried, people don't know exactly when the sun hit, when it starts going down, they might make a mistake, toys v'shois, and therefore we burn the Chometz 1, 2, even more hours before Chatzos. Frekter, it's a Pella. If the mitzvah is that it should be Mushbis, okay, so careful is always better, burn it 2, 3 hours before, so Zayin Git. When it comes, the Chatzos, you don't have Chometz. But if, like we established, that it's a Kiyam mitzvah, there's a Heilige mitzvah's essay doiraisa to go burn Chametz by Chatzois, just like there's a Heilige mitzvah of Lulav, Shofar, Tzitzis, and there's a Zman for this mitzvah, there's Zman for this mitzvah's Chatzois, there's Zman for Milas on the 8th day, and there's Zman for this special mitzvah of Tashbisu is to go burn it by Chatzois. You're supposed to go buy Chametz in advance and do it. It's a Pella. Chazal made a takana to go burn it 2 hours before. They were oiker this mitzvah entirely. Klal Yisrael Doiris is never makai in this mitzvah. There's a special mitzvah of Tashbisu with strict instructions to burn it or mefar v'zeru l'ruach. But the instructions are to do it exactly at Chatzois. Like we mentioned, the Marik brings, there was a riva that he was nizer. He kept one extra kezayis and he burnt it exactly by Chatzois. But Chazal Be'etzem said not to do that. They said to burn it before. Hayitochin Chazal were totally oiker a mitzvah sase doiraisa. A Pella. If you learn that the mitzvah is that you shouldn't have chametz, matoyv umanoyim, Chazal even made a shmira, get rid of it 2 hours earlier, and then certainly you'll have the mitzvah that you don't have chametz when it comes this month. But if it's a key mitzvah's essay, a special halakha mitzvah to go do it, Chazal will oiker this mitzvah entirely. No one in Klal Yisrael is ever doing the mitzvah of Tashbisu. A plia. He says, with a krech, a doichik. I mean, I'll add, you know, even Shofar and Lulav Chazal took away when it's Chalon Shabbos, but they didn't take it away every year. Only when the Yom Rosh Hashanah is Chalon Shabbos. Here they always, every single year, you never do Tashbisu. Mevarat and Varat, ever since Purim, we're waiting to do this Heilige Mitzvah of Tashbisu, and then we go 2 hours before, and we chop it off, we burn it, and get rid of it before, and then we don't do the mitzvah. A wunder. He says, Soif kol Soif, he said, it's not like they were oiker a mitzvah that you have to do. It's like tzitzis. If you don't have a four-cornered beged, you don't have to do the mitzvah. He says, Hayatochen, Chazal would have made a gezeira never to buy four-cornered beggar for whatever reason, to never have the mitzvah. It's not like they took away a mitzvah chayuvis, but they took away the opportunity of being mekayim, a mitzvah of tashbisu. Haloi dovarhu. I was very frekt him in Cheschinach. Like Rabbi Sazalman could be, it's better because you're doing the kiyum of the tashbisu before chatzos. I don't know what the shir is, maybe not a week before, but 2-3 hours before, it could be still a kiyum of the da'irais of tashbisu. Be mekayim tashbisu before chatzos so that at chatzos it should be gone. Like Rabbi Sazalman could be, it's miyushif. The Menchus Chinuch Firzois, the Hemshech, he says like this, the famous Rambam, in Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says that if you have chametz on Pesach, you're over Bal Yiroh, but you don't get Malkus, because it's a lav she'ein by Maisa. And since it's a lav she'ein by Maisa, you don't get Malkus. Zok the Rambam, but if you bought chametz, or you created chametz, you took dough and you created chametz, so then you did a Maisa, then you're going to get Malkus. This is a Yiduah, the famous sheet of the Rambam, that even though there's a rule, lav she'ein by Maisa, ein loikin. Lav she'ein by Maisa ein loikin only means if you didn't do it in an oifen of Maisa. But if you grad it in an oifen of Maisa, you bought chametz, you created chametz, then you get Malkus. And you take get Malkus for Bal Yiroh. Sometimes there's Malkus by Bal Yiroh. When you do it in an oifen of Maisa. Fregen the Achroinim, the Shara Melech, and Gedoyle Achroinim will tell on this. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Daf Tzadikei, that the reason you don't get Malkus on Bal Yiroh, the Gemara says also, you don't get Malkus on Bal Yiroh. The Gemara says the reason is because it's a lav hanitik le'esei. First, the Gemara doesn't say the reason is because it's a lav she'ein by Maisa. The Gemara says the reason is because it's a lav hanitik le'esei. It's nitik to the essay of Teshbisu. And there's a rule, lav hanitik le'esei, you don't get Malkus. So what does the Rambam mean? That if you grad the dinner in an oifen of Maisa, konachom, it's chimtzoy, you get Malkus, you still shouldn't get Malkus. It's lav hanitik le'esei, it's mefurish in the Gemara. Is mitzad the Gemara, there are those that say the Rambam had a different gear severe. The Rambam was goyris over there, stam, that you don't get Malkus and Bal Yiroh because it's a lav she'ein by Maisa. He doesn't goyris that it's because of lav hanitik le'esei. Ken zayin. Aber l'guf ha'inyan, why tak is it not a lav hanitik le'esei? There's an essay of Tashbisu here. Rabbi's dubra on this kasha ki yadua. First we'll start with the Menchus Chinuch going l'shitasi over here. He says, if you learn that Tashbisu is only a mitzvah that it should be mushbis, it's not a key mitzvah to go do Tashbisu, that itself is already a teretz. So it's not going to be a lav hanitik le'esei. It's totally in his chakira. Only if Tashbisu is a kiyum, is it going to be that it's considered lav hanitik le'esei. It's Yadua, Reb Chaim, and Sefer says, al pi darkoi. We mentioned part of it before. Reb Chaim is coming to answer also the Rambam from the Gemara. You know, the Gemara says that the lav of Bal Yiroh doesn't get Malkus because it's a lav hanitik le'esei. He doesn't say because of lav she'ein by Maisa. No. So then why does the Rambam say the reason is lav she'ein by Maisa? Zok Reb Chaim, it's totally goof in the machlekes chachomim in Rav Yehuda. Loit the chachomim that hashbasosei b'chol dovar, that you can get rid of it, bein b'mefar v'zoyer l'ruach, abi got rid of it, then it's mistaber more that the gedder of tashbisu is just that it should be getting written of, and as b it's got written of. That's not nitik le'esei. But like Rabbi Yehuda, that Bir Chometz is Besreifa, if Bir Chometz is Besreifa, that's already a kiyum in the Cheftza, that he's supposed to be Mekayim Tashbisu, that's going to be considered a lav hanitik le'esei. That, as we mentioned, is a vikuach with the Reb Chaim and the Menchus Chinuch. The Menchus Chinuch, we earlier mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda's din of Besreifa is a side prat, learned that from Noisar, but even Rabbi Yehuda could learn that Tashbisu, which is that it should be Mushbis. Reb Chaim is telling Avek, no, that Rabbi Yehuda's din of Besreifa is a hagdor in the etzem din of Tashbisu. And therefore, it's very geschmack. The Gemara there in Pesachim Tzadi Hey, going like Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that it's a lav ha nitik le'esei of Tashbisu, of the mice of Kiyim Tashbisu. The Rambam, though, who holds Hashbasosi b'chol davar, so then it's not considered a lav ha nitik le'esei. On the Etzem Kasha, though, of lav ha nitik le'esei, there's Harbe Terutzim in the Achroinim. Besides this, first of all, there might be an issue that there's a klal from the Rambam in Hilchas Tmura, Ein esei menatik trei lavi. And over here, there's two lavin, Bal Yiroh and Bal Yimotze. So maybe ein esei menatik trei lavi. Another option is that not always is it nitik le'esei. It's possible an oifin, and this is already a Torah that you make a new kimta. It's possible that maybe really the Rambam is moida, that it's a lava nitik le'esei. He says that if you buy chametz, if you create chametz, and you did it in the oifin of Maisa, so you avoided the issue of lav she'ein by Maisa, you're going to get Malkus. It's the nitik le'esei. So maybe he's going in a case where it wasn't nitik le'esei. How is it not nitik le'esei? So that's a big sugi in Makis. Like one man the Omer, kaimoi v'loi kaimoi. As long as he didn't burn it afterwards, so he didn't do the nitik l'esi, then you'll get Malkus. But there's another man the Omer that holds that no, a lava nitik l'esi, unless you totally destroyed your opportunity to do the nitik, only then does it ois nitik l'esi. So then the Achroinim have various oifanim, how it's possible that it's going to be that it's not shayach to do tashbisu. Either that you made this chametz on the seventh day of Pesach when it was Chal b'Shabbos, so you can't burn it. Or you can't crumble it even anymore, ain't toichen b'Shabbos. Or this garach harifas deketeretz that you created on this chametz a shape, a tzur of yudkei vavkei. So then it's usher to destroy it. It's like sasan iti, you're not allowed to destroy Hashem's name. So then there's a whole pilpul if the essay the chalois say that the essay of tashbisa should allow you to destroy mechikas Hashem. But if you'll say you're not allowed to do it, so that means you created a chametz, you have a bal yirah in oifen of maisa, and it's not even shayich nitik le'essay because it's not shayach to be mekayim the tashbisu, and in such a case you're going to get malchus. Bezer Hashem, we'll talk more about this topic as a noise of itself in the love of bal yirah.